on a Tuesday. So glad you came along. Don't forget to check out the brand new website, stevegruber.com. So much content, you can hardly shake a stick at it. My next guest up early today, I know because I was listening to him this morning. Alex was listening to him this morning on Fox News. Up early was Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, glad you're up. I mean, you're all ready to go.
I am ready to go.
Yeah, you were up early, all dressed up and everything.
I was.
Good to have you here. How you been?
I've been fine, although I was in New York, actually, for Fox Brands, and it's been snowing like crazy.
Well, that's what I hear, yeah. You got plenty of fresh. Well, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like impeachment is what it's beginning to look like, I guess. Let me ask you something about William Barr. He stands up. I think he's the best pick of this president thus far as people that surround him. But I want to ask you about a report that he is rejecting the finding of Michael Horowitz. There's this leak to the Washington Post, anonymous sources, and I don't want to put much stock in it, but we're led to believe that Michael Horowitz believes the FBI had found enough evidence to pursue an investigation against some of Donald Trump's campaign people in 2016, and William Barr rejects that. Do you put any stock in these reports anymore or not?
I don't know what to say about that because, you know, the reports that are coming out, look, when they're anonymous sources, you have no idea who is feeding this information to the New York Times and others. So, look, we're going to know for sure on December 9th when Horowitz's report comes out. Everyone should keep in mind two things. One, Horowitz was appointed by Barack Obama. He's a Democrat. And while he's, you know, generally honest, he may feel a need to protect the Obama administration, people who work there. So, you know, if he puts out a report that we think is not right, that may be the reason for it.
So, all right, so we've got that going on. But then John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, appointed by William Barr, no reservations about him, and his investigation has turned criminal in the recent weeks, has it not?
Yeah, it certainly has, and that wouldn't happen unless he has found evidence of serious misconduct.
So we have heard out of that operation that an FBI lawyer manipulated the facts, may have changed documents in pursuit of a FISA warrant against Carter Page, who they investigated for well over a year. By the way, never filed a single charge against Carter Page, did they?
No, they certainly did not.
Yeah, so, you know, all of these reports are coming. Shoes are dropping. And when it's all said and done, there's still not an impeachable offense on July 25th that I can find, even at any stretch. I'm a pretty honest individual. And if I thought the president had committed something it was impeachable. If he were a Democrat, I would say so. If he were a Republican, but it's just not there.
Well, no, you're right about that, Steve. It isn't there. And look, if you look at the 12 witnesses that the Democrats put up for 2 weeks before Schiff's committee, look, what you heard, as people have said, is a lot of third-hand information. When these witnesses were asked directly, do you have any evidence that the of bribery or treason or extortion or anything else? Every single one of them said no.
Ask you this, Hans. This is important. In layman's terms, just off the top of your head, what is bribery to you?
Look, we know what bribery is. Bribery is like, remember the Abscam investigation of the 70s when cash payments were made to members of Congress to vote a particular way.
That would be a bribe. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing even close to that in what happened in the president's dealings with the Ukrainian president. In fact, you probably saw the Ukrainian president just said, look, I got the meeting that I wanted with the president. I got the aid.
He said that again just yesterday.
No quid pro quo.
Right. And the other thing about bribery, Hans von Spakovsky here, the other thing about bribery is this, Hans. When it was written, it was to be able to run a president out of office if the president was receiving a bribe, if the president was giving loyalty to another country, if the president was on the spot from some other leadership other than the United States, even the idea, which he didn't pay anybody anything or bribe anybody with anything, but it did well in focus groups, so they decided to use the word bribery, and I'm kind of excited to see how they twist that pretzel to make a bribery argument out of anything that I've seen.
Yeah, but it's clear the American public isn't buying.
No.
Because, as you know, the polling, the Democrats, the support for what the Democrats were doing actually went down over the 2 weeks of the hearings, and I don't think they're going to improve that on Wednesday when the Judiciary Committee, as you know, is going to have a hearing of four law professors to talk about what is an impeachable offense.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You know, when you have to bring in law professors to explain to the, you know, to the dim-witted American public, this is why it's impeachable. And this is why, when you have to explain your case that way, which is what apparently Jerry Nadler is going to do, right? You have no case. I mean, if you, I realize you're not smart enough to understand what impeachment is supposed to mean, America, but let us explain to you why it has to happen and why it's impeachable. I mean, come on, Hans, nobody's going to buy that.
Well, no, they're not, particularly when they hear. I mean, for example, they're bringing in a Harvard professor, Noah Feldman, who has literally said that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and we really shouldn't pay attention to it. Or they're bringing in another professor from Stanford, Pam Carlin, who she is so far to the left that she probably thinks that a Republican being president is an impeachable offense.
Well, that's clearly. Because that's been the Democrat playbook since November the 9th, 2016. That's exactly the play, is that you're a Republican. Therefore, you're impeachable based on that alone, unless you go along with everything we tell you and what you need to do. So, all right, so today they're going to vote right along party lines. I look at the Democrats that oppose impeachment. That hasn't changed. There are not a single Republican voting in support of impeachment. And yet they proceed on, even as the polls are failing. They went all in on this, and now I don't think they have any way to reverse course. And they're stuck with this. And it's a sales job that isn't working. Where do we go from here?
Well, look, if they were thinking rationally, they would realize that they haven't made the case. But they're not thinking rationally. Yeah, you and I both know their hatred of the president is so intense that logic, evidence, just doesn't apply here. So I really don't see anything that's going to prevent this freight train that the Democrats have launched from going forward, even though they know in the end it's not going to work, because based on the lack of evidence, there's no way that the Senate is actually going to convict the president and remove him from office.
It's not going to happen. That's exactly right. And if you go and look at, you know, independence and impeachment, that narrative is failing. The most recent poll from The Economist, no. NPR, no. Gallup, no. Reuters poll, it was double digits in the no column. So, pretty questionable times for the Democrats to be moving forward, but they will not stop. I'll give you a quick last word.
They should not go forward with it. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous precedent and hurts the future stability of the government.
Hans von Spakovsky on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.